Page 79. Exercise 3. Team roles. The perfect STEAM team. Part B. Listen again. Match the roles on the left with the personality types on the right.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Annie.
So, how was the first day of work at the advertising agency?
Actually, it was really interesting.
Really? What happened?
Well, our agency was just hired by a new client. It's a cell phone company, and they want to change their whole image. It's a huge project, so my boss is putting together a team of people to work on the project. The first thing we did was a test to see what sort of team role we're best at.
I guess your boss needs a lot of creative people for the project, people who are really innovative.
Well, not only creative people. Apparently, the most effective teams are a mixture of 5 different personality types. They call them STEAM teams.
Really? STEAM, like STEAM? What are the 5 types? What does STEAM stand for?
Well, as you said, he needs creative people. You know, somebody who's able to solve problems creatively. That person is called the solver, which is the S in STEAM.
Right.
Then you need a team manager, somebody good at organizing everybody and very patient. It's not the most exciting role, but it's very important. The team manager is the T.
I see.
Then you need somebody really resourceful and willing to explore all the possible alternatives. That's the E, the explorer.
Okay, what does the A stand for?
The analyst. That's someone really good at analyzing situations and who is also very disciplined.
And the M?
The motivator. That's someone really enthusiastic and passionate. Someone who motivates the rest of the team. Someone really energetic.
So, which one are you?
Guess. You know me.
No, I don't want to guess.
Come on, guess.
Okay, well, I think you're very responsible and sensible. You're very calm. I think you're probably a team manager. Am I right?
No, I'm a motivator. Anyway, I'll tell you more later. I've got to go right now and...